This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I mentioned earlier in the show to you, Philadelphia is going to be taking in a busload of migrants from Del Rio, Texas. They don't want to take in the migrants. They have to take in the migrants because they don't have a choice, because the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is sending them our way. And good. Not that I want Philadelphia to be any more overrun than it is. But hey, we're a sanctuary city, so we got to deal with it. Jim Kenney and the Democrats support the policies that lead people to come here. So now we got to deal with it. That's the deal. All right, Republicans hopefully will take control of the House of Representatives. If that happens, what's going to happen with Hunter Biden and the probes? Here is Margaret Brennan asking a White House advisor, Anita Dunn, and Jamie Raskin, what's going to happen with that? Cut number three.
What happens if the Republicans do get this slim majority? It ups the chances of all of these investigations that Kevin McCarthy has promised are coming. Would you say today that the White House will comply with them? The Trump administration was heavily criticized for defying Congress's request for appearances and documents. Will the Biden White House comply?
You know, Margaret, many of the Republicans who have been talking about these investigations and even potential impeachment have made no secret of the fact that they have a political agenda that they are trying to advance through these. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the White House has and will continue to apply with fair and legitimate oversight, because we are a White House that respects norms and the rule of law. But I think that, you know, the American people didn't vote for Congress being used to conduct political vendettas over the next 2 years. They voted for.
Would you urge President Biden and the White House to comply with all these House Republican investigations that have been promised?
Well, obviously, everybody's got to comply with the law, such as the law is. You know, we would hope that they would feel chastened by the voters of America, who dealt them an historic repudiation. I mean, they were talking about picking up 40 or 50 or 60 seats. Mm-hmm. The Democrats may indeed win the House the way yesterday we won the Senate. So it is a repudiation of that kind of right-wing, big lie, election-denying, character assassination politics that Donald Trump brought right to the heart of the Republican Party.
All right, so it's investigations for thee, but not for me. If Republicans take control and they ask any questions about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or anything else, no, that's not what the American people want. Democrats can go after Trump with abandon and gusto. Democrats can do whatever they want. If Republicans, though, exercise their oversight, look into Hunter Biden's ties with China, look into any potential ties with the White House, no, then you understand now. Now they're going too far. They're going too far, the Republicans, outside of what the American people wanted and voted for. You see the game that's played here? So let's turn our attention to who will be in charge of the House of Representatives. Will it be Kevin McCarthy? Will it, in fact, be him? And will he lead a lot of these things? Now, several of the people in the judiciary groups on the House Judiciary Committee have already come out and said, no question about it, if they gain control, there are two people they're looking at. One is Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You have to say that by law, of course, Anthony Fauci. Number two is Hunter Biden. Democrats are very nervous about both of those things. Why? Because obviously oversight into Anthony Fauci is going to show that his National Institutes of Infectious Disease, they absolutely funded the gain-of-function research that gave us COVID-19. They're going to finally connect the dots with the lab in China. It's all going to come out, finally. Number two, the investigation is going to show us that Hunter Biden absolutely was on the take from China, Ukraine, and then if there are any dots to connect to the president of the United States, they're going to connect them too. And Democrats are very nervous about both of these prospects. It's fine for January 6th committee to go on and on as long as they possibly want. But if the Republicans try to do a little oversight into those two people, well, then the world has to stop right now. The world ends. It's not what the American people want. The American people want Democrats to do anything and get away with it. They don't want you to ask any questions. Please, don't you dare ask questions. What's wrong with you people? I don't know if Kevin McCarthy is going to survive this leadership fight or not. I don't know if he should. But I think it's very obvious, though, that there's a lot of people very disappointed in him. Here's Jackie Heinrich reporting on this, how the knives are out for Kevin McCarthy to be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. Not so fast. Take a listen.
You know, 2 years ago when I became leader, Republicans had less than 200 seats in the House. That cycle, we picked up 14 seats when every single person said that would be impossible. If you believe in freedom, hard work, and the American dream, these results proved that there is a place for you in the Republican Party. Now tonight, we built upon those gains 2 years ago.
I'm sorry, I misread this. Clear. So this is just Kevin McCarthy going on. But Jackie Heinrich did a story for this on Fox News and said the knives are out for him because the Republican turnout was so bad and the fact that they barely may take the House. And it still may. I think that they will. But it's still not a slam dunk. And that's a big part of the problem right now. And so people are blaming him, and they're blaming, obviously, Mitch McConnell. And you know what? Lindsey Graham just came out and said he also supports waiting to vote on Mitch McConnell, too. Maybe the problem is, yeah, the leadership, there's a problem there. Maybe there is. Maybe it is time for some new blood in the leadership of the Republican Party. What's wrong with that? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it's a good thing. Do you realize right now Democrats are emboldened, but not only are Democrats emboldened, the progressive, wacko, kooky left is emboldened? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, better bartender than Daniel Valdez, just for the record. I know Johnny asked that poll on Twitter. Who's a better bartender, AOC or Daniel Valdez? And I know that nobody wants to ever vote for AOC, ever, but she probably is a better bartender than you. No offense, Daniel.
Actually, I'm winning that poll, by the way.
She's between seltzer and hard seltzer. She's much better looking than you are. She definitely would be a better bartender.
I'm winning that poll.
I mean, you'd be less annoying than she would, but not by much.
Yeah, it's closer than you'd think.
I'm just pointing that out.
You know. I want to recount. This is rigged.
Are you suggesting there might be some fraud?
Yeah, there might be, you know, some ballot stuffing in there.
There might be some ballots. Michael Jackson might be involved in this,
yeah,
again.
There might be. Their cameras are out. I don't really know who's voting for this type of stuff, but I think we need
there
to get behind
late,
it.
There was a late night ballot dump that went AOC's way and all this.
Yeah, I mean, I can put a wig on and try and be here if you want, but no, thank you.
You have better teeth than AOC because they're not like a horse. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Dump that. That's a terrible thing to say. So anyway, this is AOC. The question, of course, is did the Democrats bring America too far to the left? Cut two.
The argument they're making is Democrats like you have taken the party and the country too far to the left.
Mm-hmm. Well, we won Pennsylvania, didn't we? And we've overperformed across the country, haven't we? Because I think that reiterating the fact that we care about health care, talking about things like decriminalizing marijuana, discussing some of these core issues work. But I would also counter that one of the decisive factors in the midterm elections was youth turnout. Youth turnout and the enthusiasm among young people is what turned a lot of these close races to tip towards Democrats. And one thing that we know about young people is that they are overwhelmingly progressive. They want
They're
us
gullible.
To do more. They're fired up on climate.
They're
and
gullible.
With any figure, with any decision, with any choice, this is leadership. You're going to take a knock. There are going to be cons. But we can also acknowledge that there are benefits to having robust members of our party that unapologetically champion the working class.
You know, she's not wrong. They won Pennsylvania. A far-left kook named John Fetterman won, Fetterperson won Pennsylvania. She's not wrong in that regard. I mean, Fetterman is as kooky as she is. He's as kooky as she is on almost, on literally every position. John Fetterman agrees with AOC on every position. They don't disagree on a damn thing. Think about it. And he's going to be the United States Senator for Pennsylvania right now. So she's not wrong when she says we won Pennsylvania, we being the far left, kooky left, because that's the Democrat Party today. There is no moderate Democrat Party left. The Biden administration is now offering abortion access to migrant youth, including transportation from states with abortion restrictions to other states where the procedure is legal. The Department of Health and Human Services provided a memo to the Office of Refugee Resettlement regarding the new changes, which was released on Thursday. The guidelines instruct all of the Office of Refugee Resettlement Service providers to make all reasonable efforts to help migrant minors access abortions upon request. This may involve transporting a minor to a state in which abortion is lawful and available if the minor is currently in a state in which abortion is not lawful or available. The guidance includes two areas of focus. First, the agency is instructed to place pregnant migrant minors in shelters in states where abortion access has not been banned. Second, a pregnant minor in a shelter who requests an abortion in a state where it is illegal must be provided transportation to another state where abortion is legal. Now, this is the federal government using your taxpayer dollars to assist people getting abortions, which, in my opinion, is against the law. But nevertheless, what kind of message does this send in a world that we prioritize abortions instead of protection for migrants? Said a statement to the Christian Post by Chelsea Yauman, the National Legislative Advisor for the pro-life advocacy organization Human Coalition Action. These children need compassion, quality medical care and support, but instead we're offering abortion paid for by the taxpayers. The United States has the power to end human trafficking and provide real solutions to hurting communities along the border. Instead, the administration chooses neglect. Vulnerable immigrant populations deserve better. The updated guidance is not the first move by the Biden administration to increase abortion access through federal actions. The Daily Wire previously reported in September, the administration announced it would begin offering abortion counseling and abortions to veterans through the Department of Veterans Affairs, regardless of state law. So that's happening right now, as we speak. So, I mean, yeah, things are getting very kooky right now in this country. And we're about to have 53 migrants bust up to Philadelphia because we are a sanctuary city, as you know. So the knives are out for Kevin McCarthy, as I was mentioning. And this is the audio I meant to play for you. So this is Jonathan Carl on ABC News talking about the fight that Kevin McCarthy is going to have here following the underwhelming midterm performance, cut 21.
218, 219, or 220. They don't give out a small, medium, or large gavel. They just give out the gavel. And Kevin McCarthy will get it. That means he'll control the committees. He'll control who the chairmen are. And that will be a good thing for Republicans to control that.
I wasn't going to get to that yet, but since we're there already, let's go to that, John Carl. I'm not sure I agree with that. The gavel is not always the same. I mean, there's no alternative right now, but at 219, 220, or 221, very hard for Kevin McCarthy to govern.
Yeah, 2 points. First of all, McCarthy, it's not a lock on the speaker anymore. A 3, 4, or 5-seat majority. There are, by my count, at least 8 to 10 Republicans who are adamant that they will not support Kevin McCarthy for speaker. That said, there is no alternative right now. But remember, you need 218 votes to be elected Speaker of the House, and he does not have that. This is going to be a long, brutal process when they come together and make that vote. Secondly, in terms of governing with a 3, 4, or 5-seat majority is much different. If Kevin McCarthy gets it, he is going to be constantly looking over his back, and he's going to be pushed in the exact opposite direction that the party needs to go based on the lessons of these midterms. He's going to have to appease the Trumpiest of the Trump loyalists in the House, the Freedom Caucus, because they can hold his speakership hostage at any time.
The big news, of course, Democrats keep the Senate.
That was, of course, the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, who could not hide the glee in his unbiased mouth as he said that. The other conspiracy theory out there right now is that Donald Trump will become Speaker of the House. In an idea to possibly now save the party from the ugliest, biggest civil war ever, you make Donald Trump Speaker. Now, I've heard this bandied about for years. You do not have to be a member of the House of Representatives to become Speaker of the House. It's one of those little known things about the quirkiness of the system, but you don't have to be a congressman or congresswoman or non-binary congress. You just have to be a person elected by the majority to become Speaker of the House. So Representative Jamie Raskin is back with this conspiracy theory, Cut 18.
Kevin McCarthy and other leaders within the Republican Party are now required to make a decision about whether they're going to try to rid themselves of Donald Trump and his toxic influence on the party.
These 155 House Republicans are his constituency. Kevin McCarthy, if he wants to be leader, will need to consider.
Yes. Well, it's a real problem for Kevin McCarthy now because there are certain pro-Trumpists within his House caucus who refuse to accept that he's really with Trump, and they want to get rid of McCarthy. And some of them, they have names very early in the alphabet, like Biggs, and they might just vote for Trump when they, you know, take the roll call for Speaker. So we know that the hard right Freedom Caucus people are in search of another candidate. And one potential candidate whose name has been floated is Donald Trump himself, because the Speaker of the House does not have to be a member of the House. And they are talking about putting Trump right there.
That's not a real option, though.
Well, they talk about it repeatedly. And if Trump decided he wanted to do it, it would pose a profound problem for their party because they refused to do the right thing early on. I mean, today it seems like the spell has been broken. It's begun to dissolve. We don't have Republicans around the country claiming that they really won when it's been certified that they lost their elections. And yet there is still this big lie dogma, which, as you say, has been embraced by 150 members within their caucus.
So that's the conspiracy Democrats are spreading. Do I think it'll happen? No, because I think Kevin McCarthy wants the power. And Kevin McCarthy's going to fight like hell to become the Speaker. And there'll be a lot of cajoling, but ultimately he'll probably win because he has more votes than anybody else. And because as Speaker, you can give people powerful things. So that's what I imagine. This is what's going to happen. I would imagine. But Senator Josh Hawley said it. The Republican Party is dead after these midterm elections. And somebody has to be held responsible for this in leadership, because that's how it works. If you're in charge and people lose and you don't win, well, then, you know, it's on you. I mean, that's just it. I mean, McConnell, there's this debate about whether or not to blame McConnell. He's the head of the Republican Party in the Senate. We didn't win the Senate. So, of course, he gets blame. Of course he does. Why wouldn't he? In private America, that's how it works. In private America, if like Amazon right now is laying off 10,000 people. Jeff Bezos is out there telling people, don't buy things. Hold off on buying things right now. Because the economy is going to get so bad. But if you're Amazon or you're Meta or any of these other people and you're having all these massive layoffs before the holidays, heads are going to roll in the private sector. But in government and in politics, people tend to just keep getting recycled. It's amazing how that happens, and it's very, very frustrating to a lot of people.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.